Where were you when the world stopped turning? I was in my college apartment, half asleep, on September 11, 2001, with the windows shut tight. The air smelled of a mix of old milk and unwashed socks, and the plastic fan made annoying clicking sounds as it wobbled on the table next to my head. I squinted back a cracking headache, my memory still fuzzy from the frat party the night before. The digital red glare of the clock, 7:54 a.m. Why the hell was I up so early? The floor was a mess of Keystone Light beer cans and Maxim magazines. I had given myself the day off from class. Maybe I'd take the rest of the week off just to be sure I fully recovered. The apartment was dead quiet, my two roommates out cold. In my head, I could still hear the thumping rap music. We had some of the guys over after the party for a late-night session, drinking, pounding away at Halo on Xbox, and talking about the hot girls we'd met the night before. I was a typical freshman at the University of Houston, figuring myself out, but mostly partying, drinking, pledging frats, and cramming in study sessions. I had grown up in a little town called Katy, Texas, and dreamed of trading stocks on Wall Street, working for a big finance firm like Goldman Sachs, or becoming a lawyer like a lot of my pals were doing. All of my friends had their lives pretty much mapped out from start to finish, as if they were working from a blueprint. I was the same way, until things swerved. That morning. I didn't understand any of it at first. I was too young and narrow-minded. I didn't even know what the World Trade Center symbolized. I didn't know anything about Muslims, the Middle East, or why Islamic radicals I'd never heard of had so much hate for us. Before 9/11, I thought my life was heading in a mostly straight line. Then my mother called me frantic after the second tower fell. I told her not to worry. I was, after all, nowhere near New York. Days after the attack, I started to digest things. The event seemed to wake me up, jolt me. The world I lived in suddenly seemed offensively superficial, the path I was on too safe. My life was a college apartment, frat parties, the drinking, the drugs, the girls. Over and over, the same scenario played out nightly, and now it was a broken record that wouldn't have had any meaning, even if it played. I was missing something. That's the best way.